Well, last night at the Cass County Fair, we crowned royalty, and King and Prince are with us right now. The King is Tyler Comas. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
I'm the son of Chad and Tressa Comas, and I have a brother and sister, Dylan and Lauren.
Tell us about your 4-H and FFA activities.
I'm currently the chapter president of the Atlantic FFA, and I serve as the Southwest District Vice President. I've been involved in livestock judging events, and I've worked at the food stand here at the fairgrounds, and I've been involved with the Sweet Corn Plot and Beef Extravaganza, and there's a lot of events that I've done throughout.
Pretty busy. What else do you do?
When I'm not in FFA or at school, I'm usually working on the farm.
Okay, very good. Why'd you want to get involved in the King Contest?
I just wanted to represent Atlantic FFA in a positive way. It's just something that I've kind of always wanted to do, and just waited till I got to the right age where I was able to be involved in the event.
And now you get a chance to represent Cass County around here. You don't get to go to the state fair like the girls do, but you have responsibilities and duties here, and, you know, there are young kids that look up to you, too.
Yep.
So. Talk about the contest last night. What was that like for you?
It was a bit nerve-wracking sitting there. I had no knock on the judges, but we sat there forever. You know, it was just kind of building it up a little bit. And, you know, we were all kind of nervous, and we were just talking, you know, having fun, not really thinking much of it. And then, you know, as soon as you called my name with the song, I was a little, it was a little interesting. I wasn't expected to be in this position. I figured, you know, Kale would win. You know, he's got a lot more qualifications than I do. You know, he's just a better all-around candidate than I am.
Well, one of the things you had to do was you drew a question about your song you heard recently and sing it. And you, well, we had to wait a little bit for that one.
Yeah, a very wise man told me to sing Happy Birthday. I don't know if you know who he is or anything, but, that it was kind of weird because I wrote that question, you know, thinking that it would be kind of fun to see somebody else kind of stumble like I did. It was an interesting question. And, well, I got a good chuckle out of it from some of the audience members, so.
I figured eventually it was either going to be Happy Birthday or the National Anthem, one or the other.
Yeah, those are always two good solid answers.
Absolutely. Give the young kids some advice why they should get as active as they can with 4-H and FFA.
It's a common misconception that 4-H and FFA is just for ag kids, you know, people that have grown up on a farm. And, you know, there's a lot of members of our chapter, or of our FFA chapter, that have grown up in the city. And it's just something good to get involved in. You know, FFA teaches you leadership skills, and it teaches you things that you will use in the real world. So I think it's important that everybody gets involved in 4-H and FFA.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. We appreciate it. Kale Pellet was the prince. Congratulations. Introduce us to your family.
Yeah, I'm the son of Brett Pellet and Lindsay Pellet, and then I got one sister, Reagan.
Tell us about your 4-H and FFA involvement.
Currently, I'm in the Washington GM 4-H Club, and with that, I'm serving as the treasurer, and I've done the been vice president and president of that. With that, right now I have a crop production project that I'm not sure where it's at. I know it's considered for a state fair, but I don't know if it's going yet. In the past, I've had some beef projects, you know, feeder calves, and one in communications. For FFA, I just got done serving as chapter president and handed over the reins to Tyler here back in March. With that, this past year, I ended up being a star finalist in agribusiness at the state level, and also won the state proficiency. So we'll be heading over to National Convention with Emily here come this fall.
Sounds like you've got a lot going on. Do you have an all-time favorite project that you've ever done for fair?
Honestly, it probably ties with the first time I ever did beef, you know, just because that's the first time you ever tried something new. And then also my first crop production project, because I really had no idea what to do basically going in. And so I ended up renting an acre for my grandpa, and started with that and got something put together over the summer, and ended up taking that first project to state fair.
It's awesome to have that kind of support. Your family's always been pretty supportive of the activities that you do through fair.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, growing up in a farming background, that, you know, that's basically been your whole life. So
absolutely. Give the young kids some advice. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H, FFA, county fair?
Well, Tyler did a pretty good job of covering most of the things that I was thinking about saying when you asked him. I mean, basically, it's a lot of the same stuff. That it's not all about farming anymore. A lot of things that you'll learn is the leadership and the communication, and a lot of citizenship as well, you know, doing service for your community. And I think that's pretty important, is being able to come back, you know, after college or, you know, the workforce, whatever you decide to do, and, you know, come back to your community.
Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Nicole Iltz was named as the princess for 2018. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Introduce us to your family.
So I have my mom, Carla Iltz, and she is a tech, well, she manages Rex Pharmacy. And my dad, Tim, he farms in Moyota. And then my brother, Logan, and he's going to be a freshman in high school.
Very good. Talk about your involvement in 4-H and FFA. Do you have a lot of projects here?
Well, this year I have 7 hogs, 1 calf that weighs in tomorrow morning, and then I also have, I'm going to be participating in Share the Fun with my cousin Mariah, who was last year's County Fair Queen. And I've been involved in 4-H for 10 years and FFA for 4, just as long as I basically have been. My family has been actively involved in 4-H and FFA. My cousins, my parents, we've all just been at the fair forever, so it's just kind of a family thing.
What is 4-H, FFA, what are those kinds of things meant to you?
Like I say, just family. In my newspaper interview, I just said that family's always been extremely important to me, and I've enjoyed learning alongside them in the swine and beef projects.
Excellent. What's your all-time favorite project you've ever been able to do at the fair?
My hogs. I think my grandpa would be proud of me to say that, but my dad would much rather I say the beef, but since he's a cattle farmer, but...
You got to try to please them all, don't you?
Yes.
Is it difficult, though, to work with those big cattle?
Yeah, we're hoping that it'll behave tomorrow. You know, it's a different environment, so we're just hoping it's not a rodeo for us, and we'll save the rodeo for tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Why did you decide to get involved in the Queen competition?
I just wanted to be involved to show the youth how important it is to be involved in 4-H and FFA and show them what I've learned and just be able to get more out there and for my final year in 4-H.
Give the young people some advice then. Why should they get involved in things like 4-H, FFA, prepare projects for County Fair? Why should that be important to them?
Because I've learned responsibility, public speaking, and leadership skills throughout my years in 4-H, and it's just extremely important life skills that you can learn throughout this organization.
Congratulations again, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Emily Soigling was named the Cass County Fair Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are Aaron and Dana Soigling, and then I have 2 older brothers, Wyatt and Clayton.
Well, let's talk a little bit about excitement about last night. You had a chance to be named as the Cass County Fair Queen for 2018. What does that mean to you?
I'm super excited about it. It's just an opportunity to represent Cass County and stuff, and I think that's something that's really cool to do. I really love the Cass County Fair. It's been a big part in my life. I've had a lot of great opportunities because of it, and just to be able to do that, and just it's kind of a chance to represent and thank all the people that have made 4-H and FFA what it is to me. So,
why are 4-H and FFA important to you?
They have really had a big impact on my life. They helped me find my passion for the beef industry. Being able to show cattle, Gary and Connie Wichman, they let us, even though I live in town, I got the opportunity to keep calves out at their place. And that experience really just changed my life for me. Getting involved with that just kind of snowballed everything from there. And I got more involved in a lot of activities at the fair as well, too. And they've just helped me, you know, become a better communicator and just a better person overall.
Isn't it funny? Some people don't realize how giving other folks can be and allowing you to use some land to help raise cattle if you want to show at the fair. It's funny how many friends you can find through 4-H and FFA.
I'm so blessed to have Gary and Connie in my life. They've become like family to me, so they're really important to me. So,
talk about the judging process, the interview process. How was that for you?
It was super fun. I really love interviewing, so it's definitely one of my favorite things to do, just to be able, it's just a conversation, and I love talking to people, so being able to come in and do that and talk with other girls as well, that was just really cool.
What's the greatest thing, aside from being named queen, what's the greatest thing you've ever been able to do or show at fair?
Do you want me to pick a favorite project, or probably my heifer Audrey that I showed a couple years ago, actually. That was the last year that both of my older brothers and I, we were all showing. They both have graduated since then, and so it's really fun to be able to do it with your family, and I've learned a lot from my older brothers, so that was kind of one of my favorite projects and stuff, and actually this year I'm showing a calf out of that heifer, so I'm super excited for that.
Excellent. The legacy lives on.
Yeah.
Talk about the state fair experience you're about to have now in another week and a half or so. Will you be sitting down with Mariah, last year's queen, and discussing what the process is like?
Yes, I'm definitely going to be picking her brains just to see what the process is like, but I'm super excited for it too. I have a couple other friends who actually won county fair queens and stuff, so I'll be able to be with them too, and I'm really excited for that.
What are you looking forward to most about that experience?
meeting other people. I love meeting other people from around the state, and you know that these girls probably have similar passions to you too, being their county fair queens, so it's always fun to connect with them and just make new friends and see kind of where life takes you. So
well, you've got a lot to do this weekend before we ever get to the state fair, so best of luck with that. Congratulations again. Enjoy the experience.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll do.